I'm in Willimantic, Connecticut on March 20th, and we have a collection of protesters here this morning at 9 a.m. And what does your sign say?
It says, "You must be the change you wish to see in the world."
And what brings you out here today?
Well, we've been coming here for about 6 months, and we're here to take a stand against the illegal and immoral war that just began. We don't believe in the killing of innocent people.
We're hearing that since bombing has begun, the American people are starting to line up behind the war and behind the president, that this is a traditional response in war times, but you're not doing that.
No, we stand on the other side of that. I think there are more people behind this than traditional media is showing, mainstream media is showing. So I feel like we're supported in this too.
And what does your sign say?
My sign says, "Start seeing Iraqi children."
And what brings you out here this morning right after the bombing has begun last night?
The main reason I'm out here is because I, along with a lot of people in this country, feel that the invasion of Iraq is both unjust and in violation of international law. But beyond that, I think that there's a real disconnect in the minds of the administration between their actions and the impact on the people of Iraq, who Bush claims to be liberating by bombing them.
So far, the administration has said, I heard reported that there are few casualties in this bombing. Do you buy that? Do you think this is going to continue to be that way?
Well, I think in the first place that any information that's come from this government, who has openly said that they will feed us disinformation and propaganda here at home, I think it's doubtful to put belief in anything that they claim has happened as far as casualties goes. And I'm going to wait to see if those reports are confirmed by some of the people who are actually on the ground in there, such as Voices in the Wilderness, which is a peace group that is bearing witness in Iraq, and some of the international organizations.
Is there anything else you'd like to say right now?
I'd just like to say that this is a shameful, embarrassing day for me as an American citizen and as a human being, and that I am certain that the majority of my fellow Americans feel the same way.
It says, "Eliminate the roots of terrorism. No more hate. United we stand for peace."
And why are you out here today, the day after the bombing began?
To show that it's not okay, that people shouldn't give up what they believe in just because the war, just because he started bombing, is no reason for us to say, "Oh, okay, it's all right now." I mean, that didn't make any sense at all to me.
Is it your perception that a lot of people are doing that?
Only from the media. My perception from standing here on the corner in Willimantic is that people are not doing that. People are still honking and still giving us the peace sign, and I think that that's a perception they would like to spread, that you have to stick behind your military no matter what. It's not a matter of not supporting the troops or hating the kids who are there. Those are our kids, and I don't think they should die, and I don't think the Iraqis should die. Supporting the troops means bringing them home.
Is there anything else you want to say about it?
How come we can't get rid of Bush? Isn't there a mechanism? Isn't this a democracy where we can get rid of a dictator we don't like? Sunday, some of us went to some of the churches and handed out flyers announcing a vigil. And it was interesting. Most of the people were very much positive reaction and thanked us for doing it. And actually, many of them joined us at the next vigil. Some people were definitely on the opposite side and very angry with me, or us, but one was speaking to me in particular. And I was really struck by the fact that we're all trying to save lives. She thought that she was saving lives by bombing people, and I kept saying, "You're killing people, you're not saving people." And she goes, "No, we're saving them by going in there and killing Iraqis were saving them from a fate worse than death, I guess. I don't know. But I thought it was really interesting because she was so passionately thinking she was saving lives. And that was a bit of an eye-opener to me, that maybe people are just as passionate on both sides for both having good, deep-felt beliefs and good reasons to want to save lives is a good reason on both sides. But I think that their methods are very wrong.
So there's room for reasonable people to disagree.
I don't think that we were both reasonable people, but it's kind of like, it's interesting how humanitarian concerns are really at the basis of everyone's heart and all. That's what brings us together as a people. Yeah, we're all people. We're all trying to help people. We're all trying to save lives and make life better for people. And it's a shame we can't agree better on the methods. And I think we're being manipulated and forced into things by our government that neither side would agree to do if we had peaceful solutions.
Thanks. The vigil you referred to was on Sunday night. It was the candlelight vigil here in Willimantic. And there were about 300 people at that vigil, right?
Yeah, I think the count was over 320. So that was a very big turnout. And I think a lot of it was, I did recognize people who came from the churches where we had been handing out flyers. Unfortunately, it's hard to get the word out to everybody. Even the internet has helped enormously, and radio helps, but you know, it's just such a slow process. We have vigils so often. In fact, I should say, we have a vigil every night now, so that should be clear to everybody. You don't have to try to schedule it. Every night at 5 o'clock at the Frog Bridge, there's a vigil.
And what does your sign say?
I'm honored to hold this sign. It's a quote from Martin Luther King. The greatest purveyor of violence is my own government. It's true then, and it's still true, unfortunately.
And so why do you think that that's true?
It's not an easy thing to answer. I guess it's because they're scared. They've got so much and they don't want to lose it. So they're scared, I guess. I'm not sure. The people in power that have the... I'm not sure.
Well, let me ask you an easier question. What brings you out here today?
My heart is heavy over the bombing. I hate the fact that my government can do stuff like this in my name. Another hard one.
I just want to express my dissatisfaction with the things that are being done in my name and that I'm going to benefit from whether I want to or not. Specifically in Iraq, but also all around the world, in terms of our government's foreign policy and the way that they use things like the 9/11 attacks as a pretext to enforce economic domination of most of the rest of the world.
So what do you mean that you're going to benefit from, whether you want to or not?
The fact that the, like most of the people in this country, I'm very dependent on gasoline, and I'm going to be able to continue to drive all around Connecticut and the rest of the United States, if I so choose, at reasonable gas prices, which are a lot more... I'm going to be able to handle traveling around in a car a lot more easily than people will in Europe or the rest of the world, because the oil's going to keep flowing thanks to this war and, well, probably some other wars in the future.
So you think this war is about oil?
I think it's one of the reasons this war is taking place. And I think that the whatever government is set up in Iraq, assuming this war is successful, is going to be beneficial to the United States' oil supply.
Thanks. If there's anything... And is there anything else you'd like to say?
It is my belief that speaking out against the... a war, or the policies which bring about a war, do not necessarily don't have to cheapen the sacrifice of the men and women that are over there fighting. We need to acknowledge that those people are making a real sacrifice. They're risking their lives, and try not to let the bitterness or the anger that we may feel about what's being done in our name make us forget what they're risking, what they're doing.
What does your sign have on it?
It says, children make up half of Iraq's population. Do you think the cruise missiles know?
And there's photographs on there.
Yeah, they're photographs that I downloaded from the web. They're just very human-looking pictures of happy, smiling Iraqi children.
What brings you out here?
Outrage. I'm an optimistic kind of person, and I always have thought it can't really come to this. It makes absolutely no sense on any level that you think about it. You know, people, good sense will prevail, and good sense has not prevailed. And it's up to all the people of the world to come together and say this is not acceptable behavior. So that's why I'm here. I'm here to tell George Bush and Tony Blair that this is not acceptable behavior.
Speaking of Tony Blair, I noticed that you have an accent. You appear to be British. Does that have, or from Britain anyway, are you a U.S. citizen by any chance?
No, I'm a permanent resident. I'm still a United Kingdom citizen.
And so what do you think about Britain's role in this matter?
You know, I'm befuddled, to be honest with you. I've read many things about why Tony Blair is doing what he is doing. Tony Blair is much more isolated. He represents a smaller proportion of the British population than does George Bush's United States population. And so, you know, it makes no political sense to me why he would be doing what he is doing. He's divided his own party. He has the British Parliament has voted to support what he's doing, but that's just by a series of strong-arm tactics. You know, having half of his own party in Parliament oppose what he's doing is practically unheard of. I would just encourage anybody that might listen to this to come out and not to remember that the power still lies with the people and that there is still something that can be done here.
We're told that in these times people tend to, as soon as the bombing begins, people support the president. Do you think that that's true, and why don't you go along with that?
Oh, I think that probably is true, that people get confused about voicing opposition to war is somehow undermining the friends and neighbors and people that they know that may be in the armed services over in Iraq. And my position is always that the most supportive thing you can do of those people is to do everything within your power to bring them home and bring them out of harm's way.
My sign says, I want my country back. And
what does that mean?
I'm really concerned that with these preemptive strikes and what I've been reading about from the Project for the New American Century, that we have some designs on world domination, and I'm really scared. And I really feel that people need to start acting now. There's some very bad energy at the top levels of our government that wants to do more than just protect us. In fact, I don't think they want to protect us at all, because I think what they're doing now is making us more vulnerable to terrorist attack.
And you think they know that?
I think they do know that. I think they're very aware of it. Yeah.
Why would they make us more vulnerable to terrorist attack?
Well, our behavior now is certainly attacking Iraq without any justification after all the lies that have been coming out. I think we're basically a recruiting system for Al-Qaeda.
So what brings you out here today, Randy?
Probably because if I sit home and I'll go crazy, I need to do something. So I've been involved here with the email list for the peace activism and the various vigils, and I just have to do something.
Well, is there anything else you would like to say?
I have been to war. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I have a sense of what it's about, and I feel for the troops, being a former troop, and I want them home safely, but people need to stop this. It's getting out of hand. It's crazy. And I urge people all over the world to get involved.
Well, the last night the U.S. started bombing Iraq, and for the first time in U.S. history, engaged in an unprovoked attack on another country. And that's why I'm out here.
How does that make you feel? What's wrong with that?
Well, it makes me feel very nervous, both as an American and just as a human being. What's wrong with it is we seem to be moving into a new era where the post-World War II consensus of trying to deal with things cooperatively and to try to have some kind of framework set up where nations just couldn't aggress against one another is being discarded in favor of the rule of the strongest country, which happens to be the U.S., and I think that's a very dangerous path to be going down. The way this whole thing is developed with the U.S. basically looking for international support after the fact, and we're not getting it going ahead with it anyway, I think it's a very disturbing trend, and I think it sets a very bad precedent for the coming century.
But the president says that this is a defensive action.
Well, yeah, he says that, sure. I suppose Saddam Hussein said it was a defensive action to go into Kuwait because Kuwait had been stolen from Iraq by the British imperialists at the turn of the century. I have seen no evidence that this is a defensive action. For some reason, it's supposed to be tied in with the September 11 attacks. There's been no solid evidence of that. I think if we let the administration get away with saying this is a defensive action and repeating that lie until it's believed everywhere, we'll set a very bad precedent because they'll be able to say anything is a defensive action after September 11. It's a classic case, it seems to me, of other motives moving ahead for an action for certain motives and then using the horror that happened on September 11 as a justification. Iraq had no involvement with September 11 attacks. Iraq does not right now threaten the U.S. in any way. This is all based on a theory about something that potentially might happen. And that's a horrible way to conduct U.S. foreign policy, and I think that's a very frightening development for the state of the world.
Do you think the administration is actually doing this based on that theory that something might happen from Iraq?
No, I don't. I think the administration is doing this based on an overall plan that was formulated after the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1991. This all has to do with a Pentagon doctrine that's called in the Pentagon full-spectrum dominance. Basically, it asserts that after the Cold War ended, there was one superpower left, the United States, and the U.S. had a unique opportunity to maintain that condition by not letting other superpowers or other rival economic or military factions arise and to head them off before they start. And I think this whole war in Iraq is just a test case for that, for asserting U.S. dominance so that the United States will be able to destroy all challengers to its power before they ever arise. And it has nothing to do with security for the American people or the national defense of the American homeland. I think it has everything to do with asserting U.S. military hegemony and asserting U.S. economic hegemony over the entire world. I think it's the development of a global empire cloaked in terms of self-defense.
Where did you get some of that specific information?
I got some of that specific information from the U.S. Space Command's website, also from various other...
Why don't you start the answer over again?
I got a lot of this information from straight from the jackass's mouth, from the U.S. Space Command's website, from certain Pentagon reports that have come out all throughout the 1990s, formulated by people like Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, other people who seem to be now in control of U.S. foreign policy. This is a policy they've been aching to implement ever since the Soviet Union fell. And in their own words, they saw September 11 as a huge excuse for this. They saw it before September 11 ever happened. They said in order to implement this policy, they would have to have a, quote, second Pearl Harbor, unquote. And that's what would be necessary to gain support for this policy. They saw September 11, very callously in my opinion, as a second Pearl Harbor and as an opportunity to implement this imperialist policy, which they had wanted to have going all along.
So it sounds like you don't believe the administration... You don't believe the administration?
No, of course not. Why should I believe the administration? I see no indication that this administration is somehow better than the Johnson administration. We know now that the Johnson administration kept vital information from the American people about the conduct of the Vietnam War. Robert McNamara, who was the Secretary of Defense during the Vietnam War, has said as much. He has published papers that show that he was lying to Congress and to the American people during the Vietnam War about the chances of winning that war. Does anyone out there honestly believe that people like George Bush Jr. and Donald Rumsfeld and Richard Cheney are more honest than Lyndon Johnson or Robert McNamara were in the 1960s? I see no reason to believe that at all.
Is there anything else you'd like to say right now?
Just that if we value our liberties of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly as Americans, it's more important now than ever to get out in the street and to exercise them.
And why are you out here today?
Because I think it's important for people to know that there are still a good number of people who don't think this war is a good idea, even if our government does.
They say that after the bombing begins or war begins, a lot of people line up behind the president and then support it, but you haven't done that. Why not?
I don't want to blindly follow my government. I think the great thing about America is that we supposedly support people's rights to oppose the government, and if I'm blindly following them, then I'm kind of going against everything that America used to stand for, and I don't want to do that.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about why you're out here today?
Just that I hope for peace, I guess.
What would you like other people to do?
If they have any feelings against the war, then I think the best thing people can do is get out and rally and show the world that they don't support this.
And what brings you out here today?
Well, we're all here against the war, and we just don't want innocent people to die, as well as the U.S. troops that are in there. We don't think this is a just cause for a war, and I especially feel for the Iraqi civilians who have been through so much already, and this is just one more thing to make their situation so much worse.
You say you don't think there's a just cause for this war. What do you think the cause of this war is?
You know, it's hard to know what's in Bush's mind when he called this war, because there doesn't seem to be a good reason at all, except maybe he's finishing the war his father started, or over oil, or I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with September 11th, because Saddam Hussein had no connections to that. And
so apparently you don't believe what the president says about what the war's about?
No. Well, now he's saying it's to liberate the Iraqi people, which is definitely not why. I think he really doesn't care about them at all, or else he wouldn't be doing this, and we wouldn't have issued the sanctions that have been going on for 12 years.
You seem to be in the position of having to try to almost guess what the motivation of the administration is in this war. What do you think about that state of affairs, where you don't really know why they're doing what they're doing?
Well, it's pretty amazing that this is still going on when so many Americans are questioning it, and nobody seems to understand what's really going on. And people at my school are really, really confused about it. They'll ask, you know, why are we going to war? They think it's over September 11th, or because Saddam's an evil man, which he is. But that's no cause to go to war. War leads to so much death and destruction, and it's going to lead to more violence. I mean, you can't come to peace when you use violent force to try and do it. I just don't believe that's the way to come about peace.
And what does your sign say?
Oh, my sign says stop the war on one side and no war on the other. And no war is an old part. I had to add the stop the war this morning.
So what brings you out here?
Oh, despair, I guess, in a word. But you have to keep on trying.
Not everyone in the country is despairing right now. Why? What makes you feel despair?
I feel that the country is going totally down the drain, that our president is a murderous maniac, and that we're losing our democracy, and as well as the friendship of the whole world. And we're doing something totally immoral and wrong and evil. What more can I say?
Indeed. We're told that when bombing begins or a war begins, that people tend to line up behind the president, even if they had questions about it beforehand. But you haven't done that.
No, I'm not planning to do that at all. I'm not going to line up behind the president under any circumstances.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I have no confidence that he'll do anything but continue this obsession about Saddam Hussein, the kind of Moby Dick of George W., and also all his friends are making all this money out of having a war. They've invested in duct tape and in arms and in oil and whatever, and they're raking in the money.
Is there anything else you want to say right now?
I don't think so. I think I've said what I have to say. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And what does your sign say?
Honk for peace.
And are a lot of people doing that?
Less and less now, because I think a lot of people have given up. You know, we're in war now, and, you know, there's no point to doing this anymore because we're not heard. So it's a sort of, you know, we're not going to be heard anyway, so there's not much point in it. I think that's what the attitude is. Let's turn around and support the president, even though we don't necessarily believe it or understand it. I think most people are confused. They just don't understand, and they're believing, you know, let's follow the crowd mentality.
But the president has told us all kinds of reasons for why he's prosecuting this war.
Yeah, and show me the evidence. It's an elective war. There is no reason for us to kill people when there are peaceful means, and we could get support from other countries if we allowed the UN inspections to continue. And that makes sense, but to destroy... I mean, I just think we're obviously going to win the war. I mean, how can you not win when you're squashing a bug? But I think it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle in many, 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 a long, long... I think we're just fueling, you know, terrorism.
Looks like we're starting to march. You think that people have kind of lost... lost faith and that there's no point anymore, but there seems to be a point for you. You're out here.
Well, I was through the Vietnam War and I gave up on that one. I'm not giving up on this one. I mean, this does not make any sense. And I think a lot of people... And what's interesting is a lot of my friends, they don't want to hear the news. They don't want to get involved. They're just letting it all happen because they're so depressed about the whole thing. And that's what I think is really sad. Is that people are just saying, I'm just not turning on the news, I'm just not going to listen, it's just too depressing. So.
Is there anything else you want to say right now?
No. Just that I hope that people really think about why we are killing people. For what? For this election? It's an elective war. It doesn't make any sense. And how can they possibly think that bombing people and killing families is going to reduce terrorism when we are acting as a terrorist?
I'm out here because I want to bear witness to the fact the United States is about to embark on a systematic campaign of war crimes. Beyond the particulars of what might happen in Baghdad, the idea that they're planning a systematic attack in a large urban area, 45% under the age of 16, constitutes premeditation to commit war crimes. And I don't think that life should just go on normal in these here United States.
But the president says that we're liberating Iraq.
Well, his speech last night was the personification of what an Orwellian speech would be. Basically, everything he said is wrong. Liberation, if that means 300 cruise missiles or 3,000 cruise missiles, is not the type of liberation I think most Americans or Iraqis would really buy into voluntarily.
We're told that when a war begins, people tend to line up behind the president regardless of what they were feeling beforehand, but you haven't done that.
Well, you know, that's one of those things that they keep on repeating, and I'm not so sure it really happens. What happens when a war begins is information is manipulated and controlled. People respond to that. There's a combination of fears and hopes on part of people. In other words, they would love to believe that the president is not lying to them, and maybe for a brief period of time they rally to what they perceive to be the truth, but very quickly they just kind of fall away. I don't believe it, first of all. Most Americans do not remember or have no first-hand experience about what warfare means, and the idea that warfare is a useful tool to achieve democracy is just an absurdity that is too obscene for words.